Okay, so we're at the two dots at the top of Chesam and Aleph. The major element that I want to get to today is Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu ezu chag shechodesh miskase about the discussion between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam regarding the Seir Rosh Chodesh interaction between Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Be'achar, B'tishrei, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnah, Mikra, Echad, Darshu, Shenemar. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Lav shukarim atzon, va'amakim yatfuvar Yisro'o af yashiru." It's a beautiful pastoral image of the tzon and the rains bringing forth great bounty. Rebbeir savei masay lav shukarim atzon. One is the mating season, bisman shemakim yatfuvar, when we have the animal world is in tune with the pastoral world when there's great rains. So Rosh Hashanah Shalhen is right after that in Elul. So Blazer Rabbi Shimon Omer Masai Lab Shukari Matzon Bizman She Yisrael Af Yashiro Masai Shibolim Omro Shiro. This is a beautiful image that Rashi explains that the grains are like waving in the winds, as if they were singing a tune. Benisan Misabros Benisan Vyoldos Be'Elul. So Rosh Hashanah Shalahen v'Tishrei. So they're darshaning a pasuk, but there's also clearly an underlying machlokas in mitzias. Idach nami oksev Yisrael af yashiru. So how be'afei losa dehavin benisan. Those are the ones that come a little bit later. Idach nami oksev amakim yatuvar. Doesn't that take place earlier? How be'charfiyasa de'asyon me'adar. Those are the ones that come particularly early. Bishlam the merik dechsev lavshu kari matzon bisman shemakim yatuvar. Vikanami Yisro Oaf Yashiru El Rav Lazar Rabbi Shimon Ibchomi Baile Lav Shukari Matzon. There's again the mating between the tzon Bisman She Yisro Oaf Yashiru when we have this beautiful image of the grains waving in the winds. Vikanami Da Makim Yat Fuvar. So Alma Rav Duchli Alma Lav Shukari Matzon Bisman She Makim Yat Fuvar Ba Adar Vahacha Bahai Kraka Mifli Aser Taser. Bishnei Meister Sakasa Vidaber. So more halachic argument. Echad Meister Behema Vechad Meister Dagan. Remeir Sever Makish Meister Behema Meister Dagan. My Meister Dagan Samuch Lagamro Isuro. Saf Meister Behema Samuch Lagamro Isuro. So the Meister is going to be scheduled right after the birth of the animals. So Velazar Rabbi Shimon Sabri Makish Meister Behema Meister Dagan. My Meister Dagan Rosh Hashanah Shalom Betishrei. Af Meister Behema Rosh Hashanah Shalom Betishrei. Which makes it really fascinating that Meister Behema is really subordinated to Meister Dagan. I think part of the reason that this is very fascinating is it makes us believe that the essential Meiser is the Meiser that's tied into the Karka. Meiser Behema, while being a Dinda Raisa, is not equated with Meiser Dagan. It actually follows Meiser Dagan. The natural timing would have been Rosh Chodesh Elul, but it's delayed because of the dominant role, let's say, of Meiser Dagan. Okay, so Be'echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim L'may Hilch Samar Papa L'Shtaros Tetan Sherechov Ha'Mukdam in Psulin because of the Lekuchos V'Amukharin K'sherin. Remember, we talked about the very beginning of the Masechta, the challenges that we're going to have. What about Nechasim Mishubadim? It's obvious that you're not going to be able to use it for that. What about B'nei Charin? Is the entire Shtar invalidated? It's like a Milvel Peh, as we saw in some of the Rishonim. V'atnan ve'achad v'nisan Rosh Hashanah l'malachim v'arminan l'mayil chsam Rav Chista l'shtaro s'lokashya, as we said in Daf Gimel, kam l'malchi Yisrael, kam l'malchi umos ha'olam. Alohadam Rav Chista l'shanah l'malchi Yisrael v'malchi umos ha'olam mitishrei maninan Rav Chista mas nisan aslashminan. So the Gemara says, lo, Rav Chista kraya aslashminan. Rav Chista wanted to tell us the pshad in the pasuk. V'yibayisem Rav Chista k'Rav Zera masni lo, d'Rav Zera amar l'tkufa. Okay, that Reb Zera had a different sheet, as we're about to see, the Tkufa. So if you take a look at Rashi, this is the Rashi of Yibai Yisema. The Reb Zera Masnisin Rashan Al Shanim, the Tkufa Scham Levana, Lomar, Shemon and the Vyasan, Vihiluchan Shal Tkufa Zachama, right, Umoldos Halavana, Mi Tishrei. So all of that is really from Tishrei, that's within the view, B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. So Rav Lazar hid the Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Rav Nachman Yitzchamar Ledin. Dechsev Mereishis Hashana Ve'ad Acharishana Mereishis Hashana Nidon Mayehe B'Sofa. Rashi says Kol Akoros Osam Ad Tishrei Haba. So we might the Tishrei Hu, but how do you know that that's the organizing principle for judging of the world, that it really begins in Tishrei and it lasts the next Tishrei. Tichsev tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom chagenu eizehu chag shehachodesh miskase bo heviyomer zeh Rosh Hashanah. That's the only chag where you can't see the moon. I have these in the way anymore. Right, even by Shavuos, Avi, we are on the top of Amud Beis. Even by Shavuos, you can see the moon a little bit. So, Ksiv ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat lelohe Yaakov. Okay, that's when mishpat takes place. That's when din takes place. Meireishis hashana ve'ad acharishana. So, Tanu Rabbana ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat le Yaakov melamed. This is underlined material. Shen bezdin shamala nichnasim ledin. Elohim ken kidju bezdin shamata sachodesh. Right, this beautiful idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's, you know, ready to be done as Kol Olam Kulo of Kol Yoshe, you know, Tevel, are waiting for judgment, but it's all Talay on Kal Yisrael. Elu Modei Hashem Asher Tikro Osam Al Tikri Osam Ela Atem. Tani Idach Yichok Yisrael Hu Enli Al Yisrael Hu Mosol Minayin. Right, Hayom Haras Olam Hayom Yamin Mishpat Kol Yisrael Olamin. But still, Yichok Yisrael Hu, we're put in the driver's seat. So Tamalomar Mishpat Lelohe Yaakov. Him came out Tamalomar Kichok Yisrael. Malamed, she Yisrael Nechnasim Tchilo Ledin. Kedir Rav Chisda, Melech Vetzibur, Melech Nechnas Tchilo Ledin. Shenemar Mishpat Avdo, Mishpat Amo, Shlomo, and then the rest of the nation. My time. Mayba Yisema Lavo Rechara Lemekim Malka Abra. It would be disgraceful to call Yisrael to have to wait. Mayba Yisema Mekami Dileipush Charanav. That we're getting off a little bit easier. And like the Yerushalmi says, right, Lov Shem Levanim, Yisatim Levanim, and, you know, Yodin, B'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Atzila, and Bedin. So, you know, the whole system is rigged so that Kal Yisrael can come out exonerated. Any individual, you know, has to certainly be prepared to stand in Din. But in terms of the Tzibor writ large, so it's really fascinating. Two different deos, you know, that is it just that, you know, Kal Yisrael is kind of the status of the, you know, Malchusa de Ara, Kein Malchusa de Rikia, Kadosh Baruch Hu is above and we're below, so Malka has to be, you know, Migavoi, or is it really to our advantage? Okay, Lishmitin, we'll come back to that. Tosa Shechodesh Miskaseba. So, Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lishmitin, Yisra Avodah Sakarka. Minalan Dechsiv, Vashana Ashvinis, Shabbat Shavason Yel Ara, Tugamar Shana Shana B'Tishrei Dechsiv, Meireishis Hashanah V'Arach Rishana. We just proved that that Pasuk is ki chok liYisrael hu mishpat leLo Yaakov ezu chag shachodesh miskase bo veligmar shana shana miNisan dechsev rishonu lacham lachad shehashana. So dan in shana sheni machadashim mishana sheeni machadashim and dan in shana sheni machadashim mishana sheeshi machadashim. So it's the reverse of what we saw before, right? That the shana of Nisan is integrally linked to the chodesh. Hachodesh hazel lachem rosh chodeshim mishanu lachem lachad shehashana. And that's a very good way of thinking about it. Tishrei is really the beginning of the year, and Nisan is the beginning of the months. If you could think about it that way. Tishrei is the beginning of the year. Nisan is the beginning of the months. And that's not a paradox from a halachic point of view. So that's what the Gemara means when it says it's a shana which isn't linked to Chadashim. Now, if that's really true, I'm just highlighting what was going to be the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Meshulam, you would think that the fact that it's Echad B'Tishrei is almost, you know, overwhelms any status of Rosh Chodesh. Right? To what extent do we even recognize Rosh Chodesh? So the truth of the matter is, the Pasuk says, and we'll get it to in Tosfos, Movad, Olas HaChodesh U'min Chasav, Olas HaTamid U'min Chasav, Niskehem K'mishpatam, L'Reach Nicho Achisha L'Hashem. That's in the Maftir of the Kriyas HaTorah for Rosh Hashanah. So the Olas HaChodesh is mentioned, but something else isn't. So Yovlos, Yovlos be'echa b'tishrei, Yovlos be'yud b'tishrei, Dechse b'yom ha'kipurim taviru shofar. Right, that's what we talked about yesterday, is the idea that it's mechusser ma'isa. So how many Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho b'yochan ben Brokei, Titania, v'kidashtem ishnasa chamishim shena matam madom, ma'ad v'shenem ar b'yom ha'kipurim, tal yachol lo temik b'skadashas, elam yom ha'kipurim, that Yovel is only going to start with Yom Kippur, v'eilach tam madom, v'kidashtem ishnas, HaChamishim, Alamed Shemishkadeshes, Veholachas Mitchilasa. The Kanam Rishon Benosh Rabbi Yochanan Roka, So what gives during those 10 days? Rosh Hashanah ad Yom HaKippurim lahi avadim niftarim lebateyan lo mishtabdim adonayan ela ochlan v'shosim v'smeichim v'atorsein v'roshayan v'nanim izim v'ashchina. No. Kevan shigi Yom HaKippurim teku bezdin v'shofar niftar avadim lebateyan v'sadus chosus v'alayan. So, you know, you have this beautiful image of these aseres yimei tshuva of 10 days, you know, where hipoch is going on, you know, v'shavta mishal achuzaso v'shal mishpachto tashuv v'rabanan shanim atam ekadish. So they say, Rashi quotes it, Shani Matamikadesh, Kishnasa Yovel Nifmeses, Mitzval Bezdin Lomar Mikudashas Hashana. So Tani Yidach Yovel, Himatam Lomar, what does it say Yovel? He says it multiple times. If you should remember, Vikidash Mishnasa Hamishim, Yachel Kishim Shemiskadesh as well, Lachas Mitchilasa, Kach Miskadesh as well, Lachas Visofa. Vialta Tamashir Mishim Michalakodesh, Tamadomar Yovel, He. In terms of the next Shemitah cycle, of Fuke Midr Yehuda, Damer Shnas Chamishim Ola Lachan Ulachan. So Rabbi Yehuda's position was that the 50th year is also, instead of just being sort of a vacuum in the Shemitah cycle, so you'd start over. So he thinks it's the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. It's Ola Lachan Ulachan. It's a very beautiful idea. If you think about it, the Torah always refers to the Yovel as the Olam. So it's the bridging two generations. Tamash Malan Dilo. So they reject it. It's interesting. The Balei Tosfos Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Afukim Bid Yehuda. So two lads. Amaria. Afilu Hachi Halacha Kerab Yehuda. Amar Shnasa Chamish. Ola l'chan l'chan is the rayas that he brings from all over Shas. Okay, so as indicated, what I wanted to really focus on was Shah Chodesh Mizkasebo. So you go back to that Tosos. She'en ha'lovan ha'nereis l'vechokim kigon shachros l'vnei mara v'arvis l'vnei mizrach l'fi shektana hi samoch l'chidusha k'perish ha'kuntris. V'hivi rabbi natam rayim v'veker rabba v'parisha samor l'konim d'kamar Ha'asam tiku b'chodesh afar b'kesel yom chagenu v'alo nisa n'chodesh v'nichsa, right? And the moon is not visible immediately. V'yesh bo chag. Elazah shachago bo b'yom. V'en lecha chodesh shehu n'chasa v'yesh bo chag v'chago b'yom v'alo tishre. V'od mefarish rabbeinu tam, miskasa mizuman. Right? B'kesel yom chagenu means mizuman. K'mo liyom Hakesa Yavo Vesa, the Perik Chelek, Gabi Amnu Moav, Shivave Bishi, the Arad Yisrael Havu. Okay, so here we go with the famous machlokes between Rabbeinu Mishulam and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Mishulam wants to learn something much more halachic, not just that, you know, the moon is covered, the moon is obscured. See, Mifarish HaChodesh Miskasebo, Shein Chates Rish Chodesh Kari Virash Hashanah, Kidachsev Milvasal Milvaru Asa Chodesh Minchasa, could you possibly believe it that there's not going to be a series in Echad Chatas for the month of Tishrei? The Reish Tosef to the Shavuos Tanya, the Seiri Makriven Yisrael bechol Shana v'Chashiv Yud Beis b'Roshei Chadashim, all 12 months. And now he quotes from a piyut, a raya from a piyut. The Rav would like this: V'Ofen Demosaf the Rosh Hashanah v'Chayos. Asher hine mirubos yasad Rabbi Lazar akalir musve chodesh ashtei esrei dahainu parim b'nei lachar shnai v'aylachad v'asim b'nei shnai shvatim imim v'soir lachaper. So Rabbeinu Mishulam responded to Rabbeinu Tam. Yes, Rabbeinu Tam, you mistook me. You misunderstood me. Shelo amar shem b'musaf ala miskase shelo hiskir hacha chatas v'kra demilva k'mo shehiskir ola. You offer it, but you don't talk about it. It's there, but it's not to be spoken of. So this gets back into the idea that I was saying before, that Tishrei is really Rosh Hashanah L'shanim. So an aspect of the Rosh Chodesh, according to Rabbeinu Mishulam, is obscured. Milvad olas ha-chodesh min chasa, yes, but not the chatas of Rosh Chodesh. Ve'od pirish miskasha shen maskirin musav shor Rosh Chodesh b'tfila, mishum narinu nashbag, Havale birei de basim kale. So Rashbag is a son with a beautiful voice. Ayel kamei tevusa kimati the Roshei Chadashim ishtik v'lo ratzal amro. He wouldn't mention the Rosh Chodesh. Perish the mutav shiyavo zakai v'yichaper l'chayev al yavo chayev v'yichaper al hazakai perish. What does that mean? It's a cryptic statement. Hahu derosh chodesh kari chayiv mishum derminu amar kadosh baruch hu eviu kapara. The kadosh baruch hu needed kapara because he was memayid levana. So it's almost like there's a contrast between the theme of Rosh Chodesh and the theme of Rosh Hashanah. That's really what's at stake here, is the theme of Rosh Hashanah consistent with the theme of Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbeinu Tam said, let's be a purist about it. Ragil azkiru avalomar milvadu lasa chodesh ulisayim ushnei si irim lechaper chad de Rosh Chodesh v'chad de Rosh Hashanah. So he said that. You should say it. It's Rosh Hashanah, but it's also Rosh Chodesh. So that's really the issue that the Gemara means. Nisan is always lechad she hashana, it's the Rosh Hashanah for chadashim, for the months. But Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, for the years, for the years. And the element of Rosh Chodesh is diminished when it comes to Tishrei. So in a chanami, it happens to be Rosh Chodesh. But the element of Rosh Chodesh is much less prominent. So let me just now flip it around for a second. You know, I was thinking about this in the context of Parsha Shmini. So in Parsha Shmini, we have the remarkable Hakamas HaMishkan, which happens to be on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ve'es Seir HaChatas Darosh Darash Moshe V'hinei Sorav. So isn't it a fascinating contrast? That when it comes to the Sayer of Rosh Chodesh, first Rabbeinu Tam thought that Rabbeinu Mishulam denied it entirely. And even Rabbeinu Mishulam was mode that, okay, I'm not denying it entirely, but it's not something that we would talk about. Me'idach Gisa, when it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan at one time was competing with a major world event, Hakamas HaMishkan, what ends up being the central part of the story as far as the Korbanos are concerned? The Sayer of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, ve'es Seir HaChatas da Rosh Darash Moshe v'nei Sarav, Gemara Zochem Kof Aleph. So what happened there? We know that Aaron said it's one thing when it comes to the Kodesh Shah, right? In terms of the special korbanos of Hakamas HaMishkan, it's one thing when it comes to the Seir of Nachshon, but the Kodesh Doros. So a Kohen Gadol is makriv onein. But v'achalti chatas hayom ayita v'bnei Hashem. We can't overlook the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. So in a certain sense, you hear it. The Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not at all in contrast. You can't diminish Rosh Chodesh when it's Nisan. When it's Tishrei, that you could have a machlokas balei atosos about. Bakasa liyom chageinu eizahu chag shachodesh miskasa bo. Where Rosh Chodesh is less of an issue. So of course we have an echo of this, you know, in terms of our practice. Tishrei is the only month that we don't do Derchas HaChodesh. We don't do it. We ignore it. In fact, we won't even do the Kiddush Levana in the regular time slot. We wait until after the theme of Tishrei has played itself out, not entirely, but until Motzai Yom HaKippurim. So in a sentence, I think the best way to say it, again, is Tishrei is the beginning of the year. Nisan, beginning of the month. As far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, one, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu, Lochem, V'Chod Sheh Hashanah. Remember, the entire contrast there is in Korban Pesach in terms of extracting ourselves from the Egyptian overculture. Okay, so excellent, guys.